SITIP SR, IRG seizes two MSC container ships in Strait of Hormuz, IDF kills journalist in South Lebanon. Issued 7:58 Israel time, 4:58 UTC, Thursday the 23rd of April 2026. Bottom line, since the prior ICE trip, Iran's IRGC has seized two MSSE container ships near the Strait of Hormuz. The first such seizures since the war began, releasing video of the operation, while the White House has stated the seizures do not violate the ceasefire. Separately, the IDF struck a building in South Lebanon, killing journalist Amal Khalil, who worked for a pro-Hezbollah publication. Since the previous sitrep, two significant kinetic developments have emerged. The IRGC seized two MSC container ships near the Strait of Hormuz, the first maritime seizures of the conflict, and released video of the boarding operation. TLDR Iran sitrep notes a third vessel was fired upon but not captured. And Hormuz tanker traffic remains collapsed at 87% to 91% versus pre-war levels. The White House's public statement that the seizures do not violate the truce is a notable diplomatic signal that complicates the ceasefire framework. In South Lebanon, the IDF killed journalist Amal Khalil in a strike on a building it says was used by fleeing militants after an initial vehicle strike. Al Jazeera characterized the sequence as a double-tap attack, raising questions about IDF targeting methodology under the Lebanon ceasefire. Iran, IRG seizes two MSC ships. White House says no truce violation. Ship seizures, the IRGC boarded and seized two MSC container vessels near the Strait of Hormuz, marking the first such seizures since the start of the war. The IRGC released footage of its forces conducting the boarding operation. TLDR Iran SIT rep also reports that a third vessel was fired upon but not captured. White House response. The White House has publicly stated that the ship seizures do not constitute a violation of the ceasefire, a position that, if sustained, would effectively legitimize Iranian maritime interdiction operations during the truce period. Maritime conditions, Hormuz tanker traffic remains collapsed at 87% to 91% versus pre-war levels, with only four vessels transiting on April 23, two tankers. Bab al-Mandab remains stable at 39 total vessels with minimal rerouting. Brent spot stands at $106.14 versus $98.48 futures, reflecting continued market pricing of blockade durability. Unconfirmed, Tehran Air Defense's reporting conflicts N12 chat cited opposition sources in Iran claiming air defense systems were activated over Tehran overnight against unidentified UAVs. This report originates from opposition sources and has not been corroborated by any trusted or mainstream outlet. Lebanon Northern Front. IDF strike kills pro-Hezbollah journalist in South Lebanon. Strike on journalist. The IDF struck a building in South Lebanon, killing journalist Amal Khalil, who worked for a pro-Hezbollah daily. A photographer accompanying her, identified as Zainab Faraj, suffered a head wound. The IDF stated it targeted the building because terrorists fled to it after troops struck one of their vehicles in the Israeli-held security zone. Al Jazeera characterized the sequence as a double-tap strike, an initial vehicle strike followed by a strike on the building where survivors sought shelter. The IDF's account frames the second strike as a continuation of a single counter-terrorism action rather than a deliberate targeting of journalists. Lebanon negotiations. Israel Hayom reports that Lebanon has presented a new demand to Israel as border negotiations resume, though the substance of the demand was not detailed in available evidence. Gaza. IDF kills two operatives near Yellow Line. The IDF confirmed it killed two Palestinian operatives in separate incidents on Wednesday. In northern Gaza, troops identified an individual operating near the Yellow Line who approached forces in a manner assessed as an immediate threat and eliminated him. In southern Gaza, a second individual crossed the yellow line and approached troops. He was also eliminated. No Israeli casualties were reported in either incident. End of sitrep. Full coverage at sitrepisr.com.